current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Martyred in Cold Blood. On the 12th of May, forces from the FSB, Federal Security Service of the Russian Special Service, barged into the home in the early hours of the morning of our dear brother Nabi Rehamov. They completely wrecked the place, tortured him mercilessly, and ended with brutally killing him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As if this pain and suffering was not enough for his family, the Russian authorities immediately began the process of deporting the family of our brother Nabi, his wife and two children, to Uzbekistan. They were placed in a temporary detention center before the cruel tyrant regime expelled them out of the country. The crime for such brutality was his membership in Hizb al-Tahrir. Russia accuses the Hizb of being a terrorist organization. Therefore, members are arrested under the pretext of terrorism and fundamentalism, sentenced to imprisonment, and subjected to solitary confinement and torture with hunger because the prison administration gives them pork to eat. Courts even issue sentences up to 24 years in prison. There have been countless cases of brothers as well as sisters being arrested and tortured in the Russian regions of Tatarstan, Bashkortostan, Moscow, Petersburg, Chelyabinsk, Tumen, and other provinces, with absolute no evidence of terrorism. There's no weapons, no arms, no devices, nothing to link them to such pathetic and baseless claims. The fact of the matter is, they will never find such proof and evidence. Because Hizb al-Tahrir has been and always will be very open to their call, their goal, and their methodology. Since its establishment, it has had the same aim and the same method. It is well known to everyone with awareness that Hizb al-Tahrir is a global Islamic political party which operates intellectually and politically in all Islamic lands with the aim of re-establishing the Islamic Khilafah. The party has adopted its method of establishing the Khilafah from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a non-violent political and intellectual struggle in the society so that the Muslim Ummah strongly embraces the Islamic Aqidah, makes Islam the center of their thoughts and emotions, and practices Islam in their life. It is crystal clear that there is no basis of the terrorism charges brought by the government against the members of the party, but to defame the party and its noble work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surat Buruj, ayah 8 and 9,
وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ.
They had nothing against them except that they believed in Allah, the Almighty, worthy of all praise, who to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is witness over everything. Just for believing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of Islam can't rest. They will continue their unabated efforts in the hope to cast fear in the hearts of the Muslims and to silence them. But such is the power of the Haqq and the Iman of the fearless believers that the return of Islam, the Islamic Khilafah system, cannot be stopped. Then, and only then, would the cruelty, oppression, and injustice, like our beloved brother Nabi and many, many others, finally end. We end with the powerful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, Ayah 32.
يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They, the disbelievers, the Jews and the Christians, want to extinguish Allah's light with which Muhammad has been sent, Islamic monotheism with their mouths, but Allah will not allow except that His light should be perfected, even though the kafirun, disbelievers, hate it. May Allah hasten His light and grant the beautiful ummah sabr and perseverance until then. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khayran for joining us. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.